Blog Talk Radio.
Peace from Black Cloud family. Welcome to another episode of Duty Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah, and we are here on our Talk Black to Me Tuesdays. Yes, family, Talk Black to Me Tuesday here, giving opportunities for business owners and brothers and sisters in our community to empower themselves and promote themselves. The phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others today's guests on Talk Black to Me Tuesdays here on Do the Knowledge Radio. We have some warrior queens in the building who are here to provide us with some transformative information. Here I speak of none other than our warrior sisters that are here assembled Sister Erica and Sister Colleen Muhammad.
Peace, brother. How you doing? This is Sister Erica Muhammad.
And Sister Colleen Muhammad. Greetings of peace to the family.
Peace, peace. The dynamic duo is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. We are excited to hear about your opportunity in this wealth mindset that you're about to bring to us. So we begin with an introduction, so you can take as little or as long as you like to introduce yourself to the family and let us know who you are.
Okay, I'm going to introduce first. I'm Sister Erica's mother. My name is Sister Kamala Muhammad. I am a member of the Nation of Islam for almost 50 years now. I got into this business maybe about a year and a half ago. And I got in, you know, somebody asked me to join this business about 4 years ago. I had my own business. They called me Sister Colleen, the bean pie queen. Holler at a sister if you want a bean pie.
Right.
I operated out of New York with my husband and my young people that I was training to be vendors and training them how to make the pies and how to become entrepreneurs. And I was doing that for quite a while, assisting and being a helpmate to my husband. And, you know, I really enjoyed that so much, but we had some issues and we end up losing our place. So we recently, someone asked me about 4 years ago to join this company to be an affiliate in Carabas. And I, you know, I didn't want to hear anything about it. I wasn't open to it or receptive. And then in another 2 years later, somebody else asked me. And then the third, by the time the... About a year and a half ago, I heard Brother Jamil Muhammad, who is I have such high regard and respect for, is somebody that I watched grow in the Nation of Islam for almost the whole time that I was in it. And I knew that he was very close to the minister. And so I saw, you know, the growth in him and the beauty in him and the love in him. And I was very impressed by the idea that, you know, he was looking for a teammate. And so I decided to write him and become a part of his team. And it's been an amazing, amazing, amazing journey. And the first thing I did was receive my daughter, Sister Erica Muhammad, my other daughter, Sister Michelle Muhammad, my husband, of course, and two of my best friends, Sister Linda Muhammad and Sister Ismaili Muhammad. And that's where I got started. And it's been just, you know, I've been doing it for like, I worked for the New York City Department of Sanitation for 34 years, and I retired from there. And, you know, during that time, I put my children through college and helped them to, you know, grow into the women that they are today, which I'm very, extremely proud of both of them. But I wasn't able to purchase my own home. And doing this business only 1.5 years, I just bought a brand-new home and a brand-new car, and I'm really excited about the potentials and all the opportunities that the business gives us to develop really, really amazing wealth. And so, you know, that's my story. And this is my daughter, Sister Erica Muhammad. And, of course, she was born and raised in the Nation of Islam with her sister, Michelle. And so she's by my side, and I'm by her side now, and we're working this business together.
How do you do, Sister Erica Muhammad? I have been technically in this business for just working in the however, you know, I was living in Detroit at the time, and I was, you know, doing my own thing and trying to focus on getting one day to the next, and I didn't pay it very much attention until recently. You know, we relocated to Atlanta recently, and now that I've been here and we've been together and going to local networking meetings and meeting the people that have been involved in this business, I've really begun seeing the huge, huge potential for our community and our people and in the future of this finance. And so, you know, I kind of just jumped on board recently. I haven't been in it as long as, well, I have been in it technically, but I haven't been paying attention. And now that I'm starting to see the potential for it and the direction that we could go as a people with this and the way that people can benefit personally, benefit their families personally, but also benefit on a greater scale, all of us moving forward together. That's what's really, really got my attention now, and that's why, you know, that's how we ended up, you know, going to some events and starting to introduce this to a lot more of our people. So that's my answer.
That's wonderful, and I met you both in all of y'all shining glory out there at the first annual RBG Music Festival. You know, I was running around a little crazy trying to make sure everybody was good out there. You know, that heat. It was bearing down on the folks, so, you know, just making sure everything was going on and you know, moving. I was in my host capacity, so I didn't get to spend a lot of time, you know, with the people that I would like to, but y'all made an impression on me, and I was like, okay, I want to extend the opportunity for you to promote this opportunity that you have here with our listening audience and for those who review these archives, so... I just, since you said you are both members of the Nation of Islam, yesterday was the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's birthday, and this vision that he had in regards to us doing for self, you know, transformationally, you know, this kind of mindset is something that he bred into us, you know, from a psychological aspect, you know. Us being mentally dead here in the hells and smells of North America and dealing with all of these atrocities, this transformation taking place internally. How could you relate these experiences that you're, you know, embarking on with this journey with the Caravars, with the, you know, the knowledge itself that you receive in the Nation of Islam?
I'm going to answer first. First and foremost, me as an elder in our community, I've watched my own children who were, you know, raised in the Nation of Islam, and my youngest daughter went to the Muhammad University of Islam, and I've watched her and all of her schooling classmates and the difference in how they developed because they were educated by us. And
right.
One of the things that is very passionate to me is the idea that we put our children in the hands of our enemies to educate them. And so
right.
There's no way that you can educate a child other than what it is that you know about how you feel. So we see the hatred that people had that were educating our children in our children hating themselves and hating each other. And so I think that the most important thing for us to do is to be able to educate our own children. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad certainly told us that gold was going to be the new medium of exchange. So when this opportunity arose for us, I saw such a great potential. And my whole purpose and my whole aim and purpose for wanting to build this type of wealth that this company affords us is to be able to start tapping into the education of our children all over everywhere. So that means every child should have an education the way my children had that education. They were told every single day of their life that they were God, and they believed that, and that's what they manifest at this time. And I see it in the other children, not only my children, but the other children that grew up in the Nation of Islam constantly and forever hearing that. And I see that, you know, even though they might have drifted off in different directions, you know, the messenger said you teach a child in the way they should go and they'll never part. So they might
That's
be,
right.
you know, experiencing there's no way that they can solve the problems of the world and our people if they don't know what those problems are. So for them to intermingle with others in other areas and other aspects of life other than, you know, direct in the mosque, you know, is something that I think is very wonderful and powerful because they start gathering understanding from the Nation of Islam point of view and how to solve some of the problems of our people. So I think that, you know, for the future, I'm 64 years old, and I know that, you know, tick, 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 time is ticking. So I know that before I leave this planet, I want to make sure that I have some kind of impact on the future generations that's coming up, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and all of our community. I mean, all of our children are my children. I don't just look at mine, but all of ours. So that's very, very important to me. I see great, absolute potential in this company, creating that for all of us.
I can add a little onto that. You know, this coming, I think we haven't really touched on what it is that we're doing in the company, which is several parts. But the first thing, and the first that is the most relevant, especially to your team, is about saving and goals. And this is a company that teaches us and makes a way for us to move away from the fiat currency, away from the, you know, for anybody who doesn't know, government-backed currency, the falling dollar, the dying dollar, the diminishing dollar, and start taking gold as our means of exchange and our means of currency, and also saving it in order to keep that, you know, keep ourselves afloat. We see the way that this country is going. We see the way that this financial system is going. And if we don't have if we don't get onto a lifeboat, then we are, you know, we going down with the ship. And so to speak to your question about the messenger, you know, he said that in the future the unit of the money would be gold. He told that to us. And so we you know, to use the phrase, we've been new, you know. It hasn't been a secret that we need to start saving gold. We need to make sure that we have ourselves in a position that we have gold and that we can use it for ourselves to better ourselves and to build wealth for our own generation. And the problem is that's going to come out is that those who are the gatekeepers of gold, the merchants, and things like that, they would have they would keep the gold at a price point that's above what a lot of people can afford to start saving. You know, either you would, you know, have a necklace or some rings that your grandmother left you, you know, that's your little security blanket. Or, you know, if people are investing in gold money, like gold coins and gold bullion, it can be up to maybe, you know, starting it at like maybe $1,600 or something, big, you know, larger amounts that a lot of the common people don't just have that to just, you know, throw out and get themselves a gold coin whenever, you know. It's a reality that many of our people are trying to live with these things. That has been an effective gatekeeper of who has the gold and who does not have the gold. And so what this company has done has been to make it accessible to anybody by putting it at a price point, offering it in such small amounts that anybody that can afford a cup of Starbucks coffee can start saving and go little by little and build it up that way without having to come out of their pocket, you know, or just live it out, or using gold jewelry as their backup. And that's not, you know, pure gold. That would be 14 karat or something, and because gold for jewelry has to be mixed with other metals, and so it's not pure. And so it's not as valuable. So that's what this company has done, is to make this accessible. And so when we saw that this is something that we have access to and that we could bring to our people, we really jumped on board. And there's so much potential, not only in saving the gold, but in putting ourselves in a position to be secure when this financial system collapses. I'm not saying if, I'm saying when, because we all see it coming a mile away, you know. And
that's right.
We can see it. I mean, it's been I mean, the dollar has been falling. I think it's going to be something like 93 93% of its buying power since since Nixon took it off the gold standard.
Right.
So and you can see that if you're over say 30 years old, right? You know that if you took $20 to the grocery store in 1999, you could have come back with, you know, a substantial amount of stuff, a good grocery cart full of stuff, $20, you know. In 2009, you could get a handful of stuff, you know, for $20. Now try and get a loaf of bread and, you know, a bottle of milk,
or whatever you're eating.
That $20 is not going to go. You don't even need a bag. Put in your hand and walk out the store, you know. And so we can see that we're not getting paid more. You know, we're not getting paid if we on these jobs and we're working for, you know, because most of us are not in a position to be free right now. So we're not, our salaries are not going up the same way the dollar is going down. And so we're getting less and less for one more. But gold value has been increasing. So it just makes it's just good sense, and it's responsible. It is a responsible choice for yourself and your children to start making sure that you get your hands on gold and keep your eyes forward. Especially if you ever heard the messenger, if you ever heard the minister, you know that this is something that we have to do. We got to get out of these people's system. You know,
right.
We cannot keep staying tied to this system. This boat is sinking, and we
exactly.
do not want to go down with this Titanic, you know.
Exactly.
So we need to make sure that we have our lifeboat and our floaties, whatever we got, to make sure that we get away from this vortex as it's sinking. And so, you know, that's our main
thing. When I was a child, you know, $1 was equal to 1 gram of gold. You can buy five loaves of bread with $1 and five loaves of bread with 1 gram of gold. Right now, you can't get two slices of bread for $1. But a gram of gold, you could get like 25 loaves of bread with that gram of gold. So it's like two slices of bread. The gold is only increasing in its density. And not only that, the whole idea of nation building, building our nation, we need something to build a nation with. We need finances. We need money. We need a way to build this nation. And this is an absolute, it gives you so many different opportunities and ways to come in active that is going to last like forever. And those who are involved in nation building and concerned about nation building, our own nation, because we know that it's time for us to separate. We know what's going on. We see what's happening with our people every day, our people getting killed and our men getting killed and, you know, what they're doing to the weed and, you know, putting chemicals in it that changes our humanity and everything. There's so many things that are going on, and when we're conscious of these things, we know that there's nothing more important than nation building. And in that, you know, it's like a way has been made for us to be able to do this. And if we open up our eyes and take a look at it, a lot of people don't want to do it. But if you take a look at it, you'll see that this is a way for not only for your family, your immediate family, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, but it's a way for us to really build our nation and start, you know, thinking really big about building, you know, our own buildings and doing everything that we see in every other nation. So it's imperative that we start take a look and see what it is that you know has been doing before us and what the potential is doing.
We have a serious problem with letting go of, you know, a system that has not ever and continues to not work for us. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, a lot of people don't see a way of getting out of the system. You know, they say, well, I need to pay my bills and I need to live somewhere and I need to eat, so I have to keep going to this job and I have to keep, you know, playing this game in this society. And so, you know, it's understandable that if people don't see a way, then they're reluctant to let go. But once you have a way to get out of there, you know, just like I said, the Titanic before, you can't be going, I love this ship so much, I'm not leaving it. if it's going down, you need to make sure that you have a way to get out and to get yourself secure and safe. And so this is absolutely a way that that has been provided for us to do this. It's been made accessible to us. It has, there's not only the matter of saving goals to protect your own finances, to protect your own family from the financial crisis, from the inflation, but there's also a way to succeed in business, to cut out the middleman. You know, you dealing with people one-to-one, they have and I'll get to that in a few moments, the cryptocurrency. It's something that we definitely need to start talking about, because this is a way that we can really cut ourselves free from these, being shackled to these institutions and, do business with one another on global scale independently. And so, the saving gold is one way. That's like the base thing that, anybody should be doing. There's no excuse. If you've heard about it, you could at the very least make sure that you, get your account open and you start saving gold. And we can tell people how to do that, and we can give people that information.
Gold savings account.
Yeah, setting up a savings account. You're working with the banks and the institutions, and there's a brother by the name of Crypto Steve. He's very, very educational. I would suggest you check him out on YouTube, and he has, he talks a lot about the middleman, the banks coming in between you, your money, and what you have to do with it, and you're coming
right.
in and they're taking the lion's share of everything. Even if, let's say you want to, make a purchase overseas, you got a brother, sister in Kenya that you want to purchase their goods and services, but you got to go through, whatever money changing services and things, and people taking the lion's share of the portion. That's something that this kind of system can cut out those middlemen and make it so that we are not shackled to that anymore.
Right. And what I was saying is that, the part of the first area that we really encourage our brothers and sisters and all of our family members and everybody in our community to do is to open up a free gold savings account. This company has made it absolutely free for you to open up this savings account. And we encourage people to do auto exchange, which means that you tell the company, I want to purchase this amount of gold, this amount of times a month, and you set it and forget it. You set it and forget it and just let it grow, and you change it whenever you get ready to change it. You can change it all in between. You can buy whatever gold whenever you want to. Nobody's on your back telling you what you have to do, and it gives you a back office that you can keep track of every single solitary contract and exchange that you take place in. And also, even if you just open up a free gold savings account and you tell somebody else about it and they decide, oh, I want to open up a free gold savings account too, you get compensated just for passing on the information. And as I said that day at the RBR Red, Black, and Green Music Festival, we had no problem telling everybody about that chicken sandwich. And, nobody gave us any compensation for sharing
right.
that information about chicken sandwich. But here, when you open up a free gold savings account, you have a back office that you keep track of it. And anytime you tell somebody and they get involved after you or under you, then you get compensated for that.
It's a great of making a, not only being able to assist your own family, but it's providing a means for you to actually share this information with others and for taking your time to, make sure that other people are getting this information and getting the same education and getting the same opportunity that you have. You can have a home-based business, because that's the way the company is set up. You can have a home-based business simply by helping to share this information with other people. And so there's several levels to it. You can choose to just, worry about your family and try and get yourself together and your finances and make sure that you and your people are secure. And for people that are actually looking to build a business, there's a means to do that as well. And for people that have a business and they want to get in with other businesses that are starting to transition away from this dollar, they have the K Merchant Services. That's a way for people to accept cryptocurrency. K Exchange is a way for businesses that accept gold and informing each other of these directories. As a matter of fact, I'm putting together a directory right now for Black business in particular, because this company is not it's a global company, you know, but our focus personally, you know, we want to make sure that our people have this information, because we so often get left behind on the new thing that, you know, technology moves forward, the future moves forward, and, you know, we so busy paying our bills and trying to, you know, just survive day to day that we always playing catch up, you know. And so you get
being consumers instead of producers of that.
Yeah, we end up being the consumers, you know, perpetual consumers, you know. When the new iPhones came out and it was the smartphone technology and everything, you know, we weren't at the table when Facebook came along and, you know, social media. We weren't at the table when all these smartphone technology came out.
Amazon.
And we ended up, you know, we use these services and we, you know, we feel good about ourselves. Oh, I got an iPhone. Oh, you know, I got all these fancy technological services, but we didn't produce them because we weren't in position to know about this cutting edge of technology and, you know, where where society is going, you know. And so if we don't have a clear understanding, you know, if you don't see that the boat is sinking, then you don't know to go put on your life jacket, you know. If you don't see that there's a new technology coming along, you don't know to get in at this time. You end up, you know, okay, I have an iPhone, I bought it, you know, I can show it off to my friends. But, you know, if I had been informed of this is where technology was going in the first place.
We didn't have a chance to invest in it.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have a chance to invest in any of that.
Exactly. So, you know, we're seeing a very strong potential for bringing this to new people specifically and making sure that they don't get enforcement in this situation and not get left behind and not end up constantly being the servants and slaves of other people who were able to get, you know, the door in the beginning.
Right. So what's been the what's been kind of like the reception, you know, from your experience, both of you, in this business with, you know, being plugged into a system and allowing to see that system work, and also, you know, sharing it with our people out there, you know, what's kind of been the mind state and the reception?
It's been absolutely amazing for me. You know, I'm a people's person. I love people. And so, you know, being able to share this information with everybody is a lot of it's a lot of joy in it for me. Although, you know, you hear a whole lot more no's because our people are not aware of it, but I just remember how long it took me to like to get started also. You know, I was invited a long time ago. And you know, like, you have so many options in the company that, you know, sometimes the company advises us not to, you know, talk too much. And me, I talk too much all the time. So I have a tendency to get so excited and get so I'm so overexcited about the different options that the company gives you to save goal. Number one, to save goal. Number two, save and earn. Number three, maximize your earning potential. Number two, save carrot gold coins and carrot coin coins, which is the cryptocurrency. The K Merchant, you know, there's new cell phones coming out. There's a exchange machine out there that's going to render the ATMs like extinct, and there's the new computer system. How we're going to fit in, how this is going to, you know, build massive wealth for our people. And it's very, very exciting for me. And as I said, you know, because I'm a people person, I certainly enjoy sharing the information with people. So everywhere I go, if I go to the supermarket, I even went to the Bahamas on a cruise ship. And while in the ladies' room, I saw two sisters in the ladies' room, and I decided to ask them, have they heard about the carrot bars? And one lady just got recruited. And she was so shocked because I got off the, you know, the cruise ship, and I just happened to see her in the movie, and she was talking to her other sister about, you know, signing on and opening up her free account. And so the sister was a little skeptical, but they were so shocked. You know, God makes a way, I'm telling you. So she was so shocked when I'm talking about this. And then she called over the brother that had introduced her and invited her into the company. And he started recording me and recording. I carried the game in my pocketbook so I could show people where we exchanged some of the goals that I exchanged for. You know, I carry it with me so I can give people an example of what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And they were very, very impressed with that. But so I know we had 15, me and another sister was together. And we had like 15 people standing around us talking about this in the Bahamas. We all decided to just pray together, and then, you know, we went on about our business, and it was just a joy, because when you go into the business, you're in business for yourself but not by yourself. It's to all of our advantage to help each other. And when you go to the Let's Go Weekend, we just had one recently last week here in Atlanta. And you see so many people that are so filled up with joy, happiness, you know, camaraderie, friendship, love. You know, when money ain't an issue, you see how much people get along. It's a whole different ballgame. Many, many, many millionaires, even a billionaire, because the owner of the company, the guy that started the company, was present. And everybody got a chance to take pictures with him and, you know, just ask him questions and, like, really hands-on. And it was absolutely amazing. Everybody was so filled with joy. I mean, the brothers and sisters started singing and, you know, having doo-wop sessions and all kinds of stuff was going on that made you feel like, you know, like a feeling of what, you know, the real heaven feels like, you know? A real heaven feels like when we love each other and we help each other and we work together and we have something to look forward to and something to build upon. It's an absolutely amazing feeling.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I have, like, pretty much the opposite personality from my brother. I am not very much of a people person. I keep to myself most of the time, you know, and I, you know, so I'm not the one that will go out and tell everybody in person, you know, like run up to people and just start talking to people, because that's just not my personality. And so with me, you know, for the most part is I've been absorbing it from a, you know, just getting the information and trying to find out how best to disseminate this information to our people. And finding out the value of this. You know, you're looking at it and you start watching a lot of videos about it. Well, what's cryptocurrency? What is blockchain? What is, you know, why do we need to save in gold? What is all of this stuff, you know? And really my tendency is to, you know, learn a lot by just, you know, absorbing all the information that I can find when I see that there's a topic that has some value. And I tend to come up with, you know, thoughts of application as to how we can, you know, get this to our people and how we can, you know, utilize this and just the vast potential of it on a large scale, you know. On a personal scale, you know, it's just, I mean, it just means freedom for people, you know, getting into the streets of their systems and being able to, give that freedom to their children. I know there was a brother named Cameron Gamble. He said something that really moved me the other day. He was saying at Let's Go Weekend, he said, you can't leave your children your cubicle, you know? And that's something that really resonated with me, because we have been in a position for very long in this country that we live in paycheck to paycheck, and we, you know, live our whole lives just trying to scrape together our coins and make it and just, you know, pay the bills and, you know, keep a job that we hate all this time, and we can't even think about the empowerment of our people because we're so caught up in trying to, you know, maintain our own. Yeah, we're in survival mode nonstop, you know. And that describes so many of our people because we've just been in an economic situation that, you know, if you haven't found a way to break yourself out of that and get yourself some personal freedom, your mind can't even go past how do I make it from today to tomorrow. And so that is the first huge benefit of this this company and getting involved is to obtain that financial freedom. Because once you see the freedom for yourself, now you can start thinking about freeing everybody else and making sure that everybody, you know, not only your family, but, you know, we're all a family. So getting people out of that same system and starting to work towards building our own nation, you know. We tend to get happy when we, you know, we're able to get us a car or, you know, we're able to, you know, open a small business or something like that. And meanwhile, you go downtown and people are building skyscrapers, you know. People are building bridges across, you know, rivers. You know? And we don't even think on that level. We don't even, you know, kind of we think, okay, well, maybe I'll open a school, you know, but we don't even think of, like, establishing an entire new school system. We think maybe, you know, I'll open a little community services and a business, but we don't think about revamping the way we see finance and the way we do business with one another on, you know, the basic level. So we have a tendency to keep ourselves caught up in the system because we don't think beyond it. And it's starting to break out of that trap and starting to see a bigger picture because, you know, we are God, you know. And it takes a while for that to sink in, and it takes a while for that to make an impression on us and say, you know, we're more than what we're doing. You know, and when we, you know, when God has provided a way for you to manifest your own divinity, you know, you need to feel that we've done with this is recognizing the blessing that it is and making sure that we can take this and start thinking about, you know, building our own and moving away from this system of wisdom. It's really a vast we need to address not only our problems, but we have people all around the world that has problems, and we have the heart to go out and fix these problems. But what we haven't had is the freedom because we didn't know how to break free. And so that's the way we see this company, and that's how we're moving forward in the future with this.
Okay. We do have a caller calling in, and we have a few minutes left, so I want to make sure that the caller gets in, and then y'all have an opportunity for closing remarks and how people can get in tune with you and take advantage of this opportunity. So let's go to the caller for area code 347-337.
Yes, peace and blessings to the nation of Earths and Earths and Gods. And assalamu alaikum to my brothers and sisters in the nation of Islam. My name is Khalifa Muhammad. I want to first say, brother, this is a beautiful platform. And I want to thank you for allowing our sisters to come on and share their experience, their knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of this new wealth area in which is really blessing our families nationwide. I too own which you give me the privilege to let everyone know that we are like a family together. We are. I own and the owner and founder of Kalfani Radio, an internet radio program as well. And yes, sir. And well, those two beautiful sisters actually are on Team Calfani. Listen, sisters, y'all are doing an amazing job, representing Team Calfani is actually born from Team Freedom, which is a group of individuals, of brothers and sisters that are in the Wealth Builders Worldwide, which is a group of a group that was founded and a CEO by Mr. Ty Best. And really, basically, there's nothing really that it can be said to really add on to what the sisters said. I will add this, though, that I've had Calfani Radio for many, many years, 14 years. A lot of that, and those of us that have different businesses in that area, know that you have to go out and get sponsorships and things of that nature to you know, keep your radio station about. Now, we have an entire radio station, and we have many different shows on it, and it's very, very hard. So in those 13, 14 years, brother, I was paying for like 90% of the expenses was coming out of my pocket. And, I didn't. Okay. Yeah. So listen to this, right? Hey, so, you know, my brother, which is Eric Torre Muhammad, he's the son of Kwame Torre, a.k.a. Stokely Carmichael. He invited me to, yes, sir. So, you know, I had been invited to Carabao's prior to him. And you know, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to check it out. But I never really checked it out. But then Brother Eric Torre Muhammad, he came to me and him, we grew up together. Not only we grew up together, you know, the love and respect that we have for each other, I knew that he would not put me or my family in harm's way. So I said, oh, man, here come that Carabao stuff again. All right, I'll check it out. I looked at it. And I checked it out. And within 4 minutes, I was like, wow, I need to be a part of this. I called him back and was like, how do I do this? What's going on? What do I do? He told me. I got in free. And, you know, Brother Ty Best, the founder of Wealth Builders Worldwide, he's always said that everybody come into Carabao is kicking and screaming. But if you come in and you see what's going on, like myself, you will probably say, that is the best decision that I've ever made in my entire life. When it comes down to finances, when it comes down to financial freedom, when it comes down to generational wealth, what got me was that I saw that not when you join and you be a part of this and all you're doing is saving money, and this company actually is paying you to save money. Where do they do that at? You can do it from the comforts of your home, your bedroom, your bed. You can get up at the crack of dawn when you want to get up. It's amazing. So I knew that I can will this to my son, and most importantly, you know, you could get into Carabao's. You will be building a financial wealth foundation for generations that you will never ever meet. Period. Mm. Other races, they make a 50-year plan. Okay, a 50-year plan. You know, most of us we plan for the weekend. Okay, and then in the weekend we spend it $200-$300. That weekend, and then what do we have to do on Monday? We do the whole thing over and over again. And you know they say when you do the same thing over and over, expecting different results, that's a form of what? Insanity. So let me say this to you, brother, because me and you, we hit the same note and the same spirit at the same time. Listen to this, brother. 30 days after I joined Carabao's, everybody and Calfani Radio has now been getting paid in gold. Every single host, every single admin, every single web designer that we have, all of our promotional, all of our marketing, we've been doing events, traveling the world. And I've listened to this, and I've been in, and no sisters can contest to this, and I've been in less than a year, not one red penny has come out of my pocket. Calphonic Radio has been to Africa. We've been to Germany. We're about to go back to Africa. We just left. I mean, and we've toured 20 cities in the last 9 months. Not one red penny has come out of my pocket. Not one. So when I say that this is the best decision that I've ever made in my life for me and my family, it's the best one. And I'll say that the love that the sisters was talking about, you know, I went to Let's Go Weekend. I went to Let's Go Weekend 8. Let's say there was maybe about, anywhere between 500 and 600 people that came, okay? And then I went to Let's Go Weekend 9, which was 2 weeks ago. Over 3,000 people was there. Every one of them had the spirit of love. Every one of them had the spirit of helping each other. And the wealthy will tell you, how do you get wealthy? To help others. When you help others, you're going to definitely get wealthy. And that's what the foundation of this is all about. It's about a dream. A dream and fulfilling those big dreams that you have. If you have a dream, let me say this. Get out of that dream and dream bigger. And then get out of that dream and dream bigger. Dream so big that it wakes you up out of your sleep. Let me tell you, brother, we have people in carrot bars that have waken up the next morning with hundreds of dollars in their account that they didn't even work for. Just like that. I'm telling you, brother, we say this. If it seems unbelievable, then it's carrot bars. Believe it. I'm telling you. Listen, I challenge the world. I challenge the world to get a free account. It's totally free. And see what happens. And just follow the leadership. And I guarantee you, your life will change. I guarantee it. We work with these sisters, these two beautiful sisters. We work with them at Let's Go Weekend 8. And before we left, they was coming from they was in New York at the time. I was in New York. I'm from New York matter of fact, let me make sure everybody know. I'm from Strong Island, New York. That's Long Island. All right? Now listen to this, bro. We went to Let's Go Week, before we went to Let's Go Weekend 8, and this is not scripted either. I told the team, I said, listen, when we come from Let's Go Weekend 8, your lives are going to totally be changed for the better. Now, Sister Colleen, was I lying?
Wasn't lying. You sure wasn't lying.
When we came back from Let's Go Weekend 8, our lives changed 100% to the good. To the good. And
make sure before we go, we need to make sure that we talk about the K Merchant, because that's absolutely important. All of our brothers and sisters on this line that are entrepreneurs, that have businesses and stuff like that, they have to know about the K Merchant, because the K Merchant.
Let's let Nikki do that. Let's let Nikki do that, because that's her thing. That's her thing. My niece, she hits that on the head. But I want to say this and leave it. Brother, if you didn't get anything, two things. I want to say once again that thank you for allowing our sisters to come on your platform. You got a beautiful platform. Continue teaching the people of knowledge, wisdom, understanding of all aspects of self. And the second thing I want to say, brother, that I hope you really resonate with. I was paying for 90% of the expenses of Calphonic Radio. None of the for 14 years, none of our hosts was getting paid. none of our marketers was getting paid unless we did an event, okay? Less than 30 days after I got into Carabars, we was able to pay our entire staff on a weekly basis, on an event basis. I mean, listen, brother, if this is something, if anybody ever say, brother, you need to get with these two sisters and you need to get your show under Carabars, you will not regret it. And neither will anybody that's under you, their families regret it. I want to thank Mr. Dr. Harold Seitz, the founder of Carabars. I want to thank him for his vision and sharing his vision with us. I want to thank Mr. Mike Delco, which is the founder and CEO of Let's Go Weekend. And I want to thank Mr. Ty Best, the founder of Wealth Builders Worldwide, because of the love and the culture that he has put together is just amazing. And I want to thank my brother Eric Torrey Muhammad for coming to me and introducing me to Carabars. And brother, lastly, I want to thank you for allowing me. I want to thank you for allowing me to come on your show and share my experience and love. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum. Peace to the nation of gods and earth.
I hear this explosion. I heard all of them explosions going on. Boom, 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 boom. Y'all was dropping some serious bombs over here. Yeah, Sister Erica, I don't believe that you are introvert like you claim. I think you are extrovert in the making. I think you're about to be a real people person on a whole another level. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, might be it. I start talking about it. When I start talking about something I'm feeling strongly about, I will go on. So, you know.
There we go.
That's how it goes. But, I wanted to make sure, I don't know how much more time you have on your show, brother.
Yeah, we have a few minutes, and then we can close up.
Okay. So I wanted to make sure, because, we tend to get passionately into our reasons why and forget to tell people how to get involved. So I want to make sure that those, as my mother mentioned, those of us that already have businesses and have been starting businesses or are thinking of starting a business, very quickly, Decay Merchant is a way of allowing your business to accept cryptocurrency and
legal exchange for cash.
Yes, you can accept cryptocurrency. I'm sure some people have heard of Bitcoin, and that's a whole other conversation. That's another discussion right there, but cryptocurrency is basically digital currency, and it's where financial system is moving to. Just like people are using Apple Pay, Google Pay, Venmo, Cash App, people aren't walking around with dollars too much anymore. And so cryptocurrency is really the next step in that, and it's the technology that underpins it is really, really extraordinary, and that alone has many, many, many potential applications for our community. And so what the K-Merchant does is it allows people to accept cryptocurrency at their business. They can set it up absolutely free. And what they can do is, of course, while we're still dealing with this financial system, we still have to, pay our bills and dollars at this particular point. So anybody that accepts cryptocurrency can either save it, which is, of course, the recommended thing, because if you know how Bitcoin went, shot up to the sky, you would know that once you get your hands on some crypto, you should hang on to it. But if they need to
exchange that.
Yeah, exchange it back into U.S. dollars or whatever currency they're using, because this is a global system. It's in over 140 countries. That transaction is absolutely immediate, and there's no volatility issues.
And no fees.
So you can
pay any fees along with it.
Yeah, and the and what's happening now is, you know, a lot of people that are in the tech and the tech industry, they know about Bitcoin. They know about Karabars has its own gold-backed cryptocurrency, which is, you know, it's set to be a lot more valuable than Bitcoin because of the fact that it has a gold backing, whereas Bitcoin has no backing. And this will allow people to accept the cryptocurrency, trade it for dollars if they want, keep it if they want, no fees. And, you know, for all the people that have these crypto and they're looking for places to spend it, because not a lot of people do right now, you can get in the forefront of being able to be known as a place that accepts it, that trades in it, that people can go that's trying to move away from this fiat dollar, can come to your business, spend their money with you, and, you know, make sure that you, you know, are nation building together. So I wanted to give my email address for anybody who is interested in learning more about the K Merchant, is interested in learning more about saving in gold, opening up a gold savings account, interested in learning on how to get into business doing this for other people and providing this information to other people. So I will give you my email address, and, you know, anybody can drop me a note, and we can move on from there. It is wbwkmerchant@gmail.com. And the WBW stands for Wealth Builders Worldwide. As my brother Carlito mentioned earlier, that's the organization that we're affiliated with. So wbwkmerchant@gmail.com. And anybody that wants to send an email, we can definitely help you moving on from there.
Well, we thank you both for your time and for all of the, all of those gold bars y'all dropped on us today. And we have to go forward.
We wanted to mention also there's a group out called Women in Cryptocurrency, and it's some sisters that got together and decided that it's an absolute must that we start teaching our sisters, women, about the cryptocurrency. As you know, like the Bitcoin went from pennies all the way up to $20,000 for one coin. So anybody who bought like $100 worth of Bitcoin became a multimillionaire. And so and Bitcoin was not backed by anything. It was just somebody's idea. While our coin that we offer is backed by 99.9% 24 karat gold, our coin, which is the KBC coin and the KCB coin. So we're encouraging our own family members to get on top of these coins, understand what they do, understand, you know, the potential for them, and, you know, give up some of them hairstyles and some of them nails for some cryptocurrency, you know?
Yeah, there's actually a training that is actually, today's Tuesday, right? It's actually happening right about now, starting now, called Women in Cryptocurrency. And there's a Zoom meeting, and if anyone is interested, the website to go to that is womenincrypto.co, and they can attend to that. That's starting right about now. So if there's any sisters listening that just curious about this cryptocurrency and, you know, want to hear more and want to learn what the potential for us to get into that as business and as people, then they can go ahead and go to that website. And they have a Zoom meeting every week at Tuesdays on two. So hopefully we'll meet some new sisters there.
Right. And you can also take a look at the realmoney.info, and that gives you like the overview and gives you some information. There's four videos on that site, and you can take a look at that site. If you're interested in becoming an affiliate also, you can contact Sister Erica there, you know, with the website that she gave you. I really encourage our brothers and sisters to get on board because, you know, later on we're going to really, really, really be unhappy that we didn't. And we see that happening with the crypto. Steve told us, tell everybody a story about a brother that bought Bitcoin. He didn't have nothing you know, he didn't trust in it, and he sold his Bitcoin for a pizza, for two pizzas. And he really lost a whole lot of hundreds of thousands of dollars. It was unbelievable. Millions, yeah, millions he lost for buying those pizzas with his Bitcoin. So, you know, we encourage our people to start understanding what that's about and to, you know, to get on board. Get on board. We love you all so much. We're so grateful, you know, for you giving us this opportunity to come on your program and share this information with our family, the people that we love more than anything. And as you said before, Erica is very, very introverted. I'm just the absolute opposite. I'm an unabashed extrovert, and she's a bad introvert or something. So we work really good as a team together. And, you know, we're moving forward with love and care for our community and our people. So we hope to hear from you. A lot of your listeners, we hope to hear from you, brother. Is there any more questions?
That was it. So I definitely thank y'all for your time and for your energy and, you know, for giving so freely of your spirit and your knowledge base. And we definitely have to set up like a part two or something like that. When, you know, you can come on with some of the members of your team or some of the people that you're working with, just to, you know, kind of further solidify and show, you know, those results, because facts tell but stories sell, you know.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Y'all enjoy your day.
You too. Peace and blessings.
And I will send y'all a copy of this recording so y'all can have it, so y'all can share it, and y'all can use it however y'all see fit.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Peace and blessings.
All right. Peace and blessings.